We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Patrick left in the first quarter. Y'all are dealing with LaVon now. That tweet from Bobby Stroop summed up Sunday night's game. Patrick Mahomes finished tonight. About 415 yards, 5 touchdowns, and the Chiefs bopped the Steelers 42-21. So let's talk about that, and let's talk about the fact that Patrick Mahomes at 26 years old is now tied for the most career 5-touchdown passing games in postseason history. Again, this guy is 26 years old. We talk about it all the time. I know you talk about it all the time. We are normalizing greatness. So let's talk about that and everything else the Chiefs did today, which at the end of the game was what was expected despite the slow start, but we finished off Ben Roethlisberger's career exactly the way that we all wanted to. I'm BJ Kissel. That's Kent Swanson. Tucker Franklin is behind the screen here, and we're going to break it all down. We'll be joined by Craig Stout and Marlia Campbell here in a little bit. And let's break this all down. Very satisfying.
It really was. It started out pretty gross. Kind of, I had a thought. It kind of feels like the Houston playoff game from a few years ago. It was really ugly, awful start to the, you know, and then the Chiefs just got blazing hot and just went nuts and just blew that team out. That's kind of what that was from a lesser, like a scaled down version of that Texas playoff game.
I'm so excited to peel this back because there's so many layers to this game, so many different things you can talk about. We talked about a lot of it during the halftime show. I want to spend some time talking about Jerick McKinnon and the spark that he is providing. I want to talk about play calling with Andy Reid in the red zone because he is just going into his bag with Travis Kelce. Like
Nick Allegretti
throwing the I forgot about
I
that.
I mean, like, right?
I want to know what the conversation is like between Travis Kelce and Andy Reid, because unless I'm wrong and somebody will tell me very quickly, I feel like the last pass that Travis Kelce threw was against the Jets or the Giants.
I think it was the Giants.
New York stretch where he played 3 New York teams in a row. Travis Kelce threw one awful. Tyreek Hill tried to throw one, it was awful. And it was like a competition of who's going to get another chance. Was Andy Reid ever going to let either one of them ever throw the football again?
We got a chance.
Touchdown.
That was a sweet little play too.
That was cool.
We might have to talk about that a little bit more in depth later at some point, but yeah, no, this was a fun game. Like the Chiefs did a lot of fun things, you know, second half, and it was a lot more loose, a lot more fun. Like they kind of cut loose for, you know, a stretch and flex their muscles. And like, I think that's what you wanted to see. I think that's what a lot of people probably wanted to see.
Yep.
And it was ugly early, and then they went scorched earth for a while, and that was more fun. That was more enjoyable.
This is one of those games I want to go back because we give credit to Jerick McKinnon. I just like watching running backs run hard and the dynamic athlete that he is, just a little different kind of athlete than we had at running back. So picking up a lot of those chunk plays, I want to see what the guys up front were doing. It's not something I necessarily see live, but going back and watching again, guys like Trey Smith, Joe Tooney, Creed Humphrey, Andrew Wiley out there on the edge had a tough assignment today. But Chiefs get it done again. I'm BJ, that's Kent. We are at the Kingdom Bar and Grill out here in Overland Park, Kansas. I know we've been talking about it for the last few weeks, it seems like. But we do have some news, and we talked about during the halftime show. We are going to, in our Discord channel at KC Sports Network, we have the ability to communicate with our subscribers. We're going to put some information in there later this week as to how you could sign up to be one of the people that we're going to have a private party here for the game next week. We're going to invite some people to come and hang out. The Barton might not be fully open by then. Hopefully it will be, but that's still kind of up in the air, but confident enough to say they're going to have some people here to watch the game with us, hang out with us during the game. It's always fun. You got Tucker running around doing TikToks the whole time. So anyway, should be a good time.
If you sign up and subscribe to the KCSN Substack, that does get you access to the Discord as well. So if you are on the fence about signing up for the KCSN Substack, this is an opportunity for you to do that as well. So all the information on the Discord will be there, and you'll get the link to join the Discord if you subscribe. So
awesome.
About that.
Dynamite drop in. Well, like we said earlier, we've got a great show. We're going to go over tomorrow's headlines with Craig Stout, and we will answer your guys' questions to finish out this show. Tucker is going to be bringing your questions and your comments in throughout. We'll be able to see it on the monitor here and get to those. And again, thank you for everybody who's watching on the 101 The Fox Facebook page. We appreciate you. KC Sports Network YouTube. Go ahead and hit that follow, subscribe, turn those notifications on. We have content all throughout the week for you guys going into that game against Buffalo next week. And again, everybody on the Twitch, Twitter, or listening tomorrow on Apple or Spotify, we appreciate all of you for supporting us and spending part of your day with us. So why don't we bring in our good friend? Can we do that? Let's bring in Craig Stout right now to help break this one down. And Craig, I know you want to start with the offense and the slow start, but I figured things out.
I mean, yeah, they definitely figured things out. Guys, that's another playoff victory. How ho-hum was that? A playoff victory. I spent most of my Chiefs fanhood up until the Patrick Mahomes era begging for a playoff victory, and here we are just kind of being like, yeah, okay, took care of business, on to the next one. It's nice. It's great to be here. Patrick Mahomes is awesome, as he showed from about the second quarter on. Yeah, after that fumble that was recovered and it was housed back to, you know, by TJ Watt there, they did a phenomenal job of executing, of opening up the offense. It didn't seem like it was the same, you know, middle stick, the same, you know, handful of plays that they were running that were just kind of getting sniffed out by the Steelers defense. They opened it up a little bit. They executed better. And then they just rattled off touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. It was awesome to sit back and watch the offense just absolutely light this Pittsburgh Steelers defense on fire.
Yeah, it was really good to see him cut loose a little bit, obviously, and play with a little bit of freedom. That's something we've talked about. There's been stretches where they've shown that a little bit, and there's been stretches where Mahomes has, and early it kind of seemed like a kind of ho-hum performance and not particularly great, and you know, stale and lack of energy, but then they just got hot. They got hot quick. Mm-hmm. They did, guys, 5 touchdowns in under 11 minutes of gameplay, 5 passing touchdowns in under 11 minutes of gameplay for Patrick Mahomes, and some very explosive plays coming there, Craig. I mean, they were getting a lot of guys involved with some big plays throughout the game.
They really were. We got to see this was the Jerick McKinnon game. You know, the Chiefs were deep into their running back rotation. Clyde Edwards-Helaire wasn't there. They were obviously protecting Darrell Williams a little bit. I think you saw from the get-go, once Jet McKinnon started hitting the edges a little bit, showed some explosion, all of a sudden they went, all right, Darrell, really appreciate your time here. Get healthy. Get ready for next week. It's the Jet show, and it should have been. He racked up just, 140-plus yards on the ground. Looked awesome, not on the ground, it's from scrimmage. Looked absolutely awesome doing it. Mecole Hardman looked phenomenal as a returner, had some big plays on offense as well. And you got to see Tyreek Hill get loose over the top as well. We have talked all season long about the Chiefs' lack of explosive plays, how everything was just kind of check down, take the short stuff. Patrick Mahomes was having to sustain drives. We got to see those explosive plays finally consistently from drive to drive. It wasn't just one here or one there or just Travis Kelce breaking a whole bunch of tackles on his way into the end zone. We got to see multiple guys get in the mix. We got to see multiple explosive plays and multiple big, big time moments from both the offense and special teams. They were just sorely needed from an offense that we just haven't seen a ton of those yet this year. They were all over. They littered this game. So it was awesome to see going into a big time matchup next week.
Speaking of litter, the Chiefs defense really shut down the Steelers offense. They didn't cross the 50 until like the middle of the third quarter. The Steelers offense punted the entirety of the first half. Every single possession ended in a punt. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch that. And like, it was just a dominant performance from the Chiefs defense against Big Ben. His unceremonious ending here.
Yeah. At the time that Willie Gay forced the fumble to hand the ball back to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, and the Chiefs went up 28 points. At that point, the Chiefs had allowed 44 total yards. 44. That was in the middle of the third quarter. So they racked up 220 yards after that, Chiefs playing a prevent defense, just kind of letting them rattle off these 5 and 6 minute drives to kill off the game. They didn't care. Didn't matter. It wasn't that big of a deal. But you got to see this defense lock down a Steelers offense that tried some of the stuff that we talked about earlier in the week. They tried some vertical shots up the boundary. They tried to test these cornerbacks. Tre'Davious Ward did a good job getting his hands on the ball at the catch point against some big, strong receivers. We got to see the Chiefs run defense play really well. We got to see them pressure Ben Roethlisberger, even though he just wanted to get the ball out of his hands as quickly as possible. Once again, some drops definitely helped the Chiefs on defense. But that Steelers offense was not going to be moving the ball. They were not going to be able to sustain drives until the Chiefs just decided, all right, we're good. We got this. Let's not show anything more. And so, yeah, they held them to all punts in the first half. Just a great job of allowing the offense some time to get into the game. You know, Andy even punted from a fourth and short from midfield, knowing that his defense was going to step up and get the stop, which they did. It was good to watch this defense execute again, tackle well again, and come up with stops. It's bad offense, but they made them look even worse than they were. So just awesome to watch.
We talked about in the halftime show. It's one of the things I want to ask you about, because we made the point during even part of the Bengals game, definitely during that Broncos game, that they just didn't look like it wasn't the same level of aggression and tackling. And it's not that they don't care. It's just that's the playoff. That's like when you're engaged and you're just locked in like that, that's how you tackle. You can't manufacture that kind of stuff. And we talked about against the Broncos game, like going into second half, you can't manufacture the ability to come out and tackle the way that they did. Is that what you saw? Because I always see it from the DBs. I always see Nick Bolton, like linebackers always running around. But when the DBs start bringing guys down out on the outside, especially with some physical, Chase Claypool, Freiermuth, guy that you wrote about on the Substack this week, I thought they were really physical. I thought they did a great job tackling.
I mean, Juan Thornhill set the tone on the very first play of the game. Harris run. Juan comes screaming down the alley and laid a hit. Absolute monster hit. Then they get a tackle for loss on the very next play. They showed up. They wanted a hit. There wasn't very many extra yards until the end of the game there for the Steelers offense. They just weren't getting those, you know, 3, 4, 5 yards that we maybe saw against the Bengals, that we definitely saw against that Broncos team on that bad field. It was different. They lined up, they squared up, they hit, they were looking to punch the ball out. They were just looking to create problems. And frankly, the defense should have had 3 or 4 interceptions in this game, just aggressively filling alleys, filling throwing lanes. It was awesome to watch. That's the sort of intensity that you want out of your defense in the playoffs. That's what Spagnuolo wants. That's the aggression that we always talk about with him. It's translating to the field, and they're executing at a high level. They just absolutely just obliterated that Steelers offense until the middle of the third quarter.
All right. Well, you're going to find him on Twitter at Barley Hop. You're going to find him. Do you have something? You have something else you want? You have something?
No, we're good. You don't want to talk to him anymore. We can get rid of him.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm going to talk to him more on the KC Laboratory live show, 6:30 Monday.
That's so, what I was going to give him a chance to talk about. What are you most excited about getting into with your content this week in previewing the game the Chiefs have Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, it's going to be the aggression. I think that we saw a lot more downhill play, fully knowing that, you know, Ben Roethlisberger wasn't going to challenge them deep. And when they were challenged deep, those corners played well on the outside. We've seen that happen over the past several weeks. We've seen it happen several times this year. I wrote about it earlier this week. That was one of the things that could break the Chiefs if those DBs did not play well on the outside when isolated in some of these cover zero blitzes, heavy blitz schemes, not having that safety help. They did well against Ben Roethlisberger. Can they do the same against Josh Allen and that receiving core that doesn't necessarily have the same sort of go up and get it type guys as the Steelers do? That's the sorts of stuff that I'm really looking forward to getting into this week, because that could be the kind of inflection point of the game that's coming up. So good to see it this week. I hope we see more of it next week.
Craig, I'm not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. How excited are you for next week, though?
Oh, I'm ultra excited. Are you kidding me?
It's going to be
awesome
a fun
offense.
One.
It's an awesome offense that the Chiefs are going up against. This Chiefs defense needs to show up and have a good game. I think people remember that game as getting out of hand or more out of hand earlier on this year than it actually was, without Chris Jones, without Juan Thornhill, without Willie Gay, without, you know, there are a bunch of dudes, without Charvarius Ward, a bunch of guys that are key pivotal members of this defense. Both teams are significantly different on both sides of the ball right now than they were in that first one. So getting to break down, it's basically with new eyes, getting to break it down and getting to see just an elite matchup on that side of the ball, on both sides of the ball. Their defense is good too. So I really am looking forward to this weekend.
I cannot wait. I'm geeked out.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. And as Kent mentioned earlier, you can find him on Twitter at BarleyHop, and you can find him on the KC Lab tomorrow night live at 6:30 and all the same channels you're watching right now, which could be Facebook, the Twitch, Twitter, YouTube.
You should just
usual suspects.
Just hammer that subscribe button right now. Probably hammer a good idea.
That subscribe button. Is Craig, thank you so much, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. And basically what I took away from Craig right there, Kent, was that Tyrann Mathieu, the defensive backs, there's going to be a lot of leadership that's going to need to be shown going into this game against the Buffalo Bills. And luckily, we've had a great example of leadership over the past 25 years from Fairway Independent Mortgage, because Fairway Independent Mortgage makes the home loan process as simple as possible by guiding you through every step, just as they've done for the past 25 years. Call Jennifer Dixon at 816-390-8898. It's 816-390-8898. Great rates, a focus on customer service, the fastest turn times in the industry. We know by now that is Fairway Independent Mortgage.
It's a professional read right there. What a guy.
I was staring at Craig right before that, so I was nervous not to get it right. And we are getting an update from the back.
Yes, Tucker sir. So would you like an update on the schedule? Because the full schedule has come out of what's going to happen on the bracket. So,
let's have it.
And the first AFC game will be Saturday, the 22nd. That's going to be Cincy at the Titans. That's going to be on CBS at 4:30 Eastern. So 3:30 start time again on Saturday. I don't know how I feel about this.
Secretly fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll be a good game. That'll be a really good game.
One of those teams. Yeah. We'll get there in a minute.
We will. And for the NFC, that game is the Sunday Night Football game. That is, I guess it'd be Saturday Night Football technically. But it's the NBC crew. Or never mind, it's the Fox crew. San Francisco 49ers, Green Bay Packers. That is at 8:15 Eastern, so 7:15 Arrowhead time. A couple good games going on before the Chiefs and the Bills. They'll be at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 Central. I've struggled with time zones. Abolish time zones right
clearly
now.
Clearly. Go for three.
Buffalo great, man. At Kansas City. That's on CBS and Paramount Plus. For the NFC game prior to the Chiefs taking on the Bills next week, is the Cardinals or the Rams at Tampa Bay.
It's kind of weird that there's a game on Monday night.
It is weird.
I hate it. I hate that there's seven teams on each side. I hate there's the lack of the bye, and I hate this whole Monday night football. That is such a disadvantage, I think, for a team having to play on a Monday night going into
We'll get to all that. You know what? One thing you don't hate? There's two things you don't hate on this next one. Big Cedar Golf.
Yep.
And talking best drives of the game.
Yep. Those are two things I really like.
You know, when you talk best drive of the game, you know who's involved.
Yeah.
And so for this one, we're going to talk about the six-play, 80-yard drive that I think took less than a minute at the end of the first half, which you think deciding drive of the game.
Oh, yeah. LeVon Mahomes was cooking there. six-play, 80-yard, 39 seconds. Third and 20 is what the Chiefs converted. A third and Mahomes kind of play to get Travis Kelce a touchdown. It was a massive, massive drive because, I mean, the Chiefs were up 14-7. You know, they're getting the ball. They're getting a chance to double dip, which means getting the ball at the end of the first half, starting the second half with the football. It's a chance to blow the door wide open, and they did. They went and converted with little time, scored a touchdown in the second and in the final drive of the first half, a very quick one, and then turn around first drive of the second half, scored two. But a lot of really great passes from Mahomes in that drive, in finishing off with Travis Kelce's big touchdown run down the sidelines with a few seconds left in the first half. Big drive.
That throw is as beautiful as Big Cedar Golf and all the courses they have down there nestled in the Ozarks. And let's take a quick look at what makes Big Cedar so special. With some of the best design courses in the country nestled down in the Ozarks. It's exactly what you need when you know you need it. Ozark National, Big Cedar, Paynes Valley, Buffalo Ridge, Top of the Rock. Again, that's bigcedar.com. Plan your trip now.
Well, wait, let's go. I'm going to leave this show. I'm going to go plan it now. Sorry.
Cool. It's probably a little cold.
I don't care.
Not as cold as our house, though. Anybody's not been following on social media. Still don't have heat. All right. That doesn't matter. Tucker, you got something that matters.
I've got a stat. A fun stat here. Oh, man, I just hit the top of my phone and went to the top of the Twitter.
Wait, you got it?
That Chiefs Travis Kelce is the first player in league history to throw a touchdown, catch a touchdown, and have 100-plus receiving yards in a single playoff game?
Let's go. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
That's a good one.
For NFL research.
You know, he has four straight 100-yard receiving games in the playoffs as well.
That's not bad either.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I got a fun stat too. Troy Aikman had 24 career touchdowns in 16 career playoff games. Patrick Mahomes has 26 career touchdowns in 9 career games.
All right. Not bad.
The more you know.
Yeah. Just need only needs a few more rings. And then...
years old. Boy, while we're talking about stats and fun things that we saw on social media, how about running out of fireworks? Clutch.
Awesome. Tucker's TikTok.
And a quick shout out to Chiefs Vice President of Content Production, Rob Alberino, for his first career Chiefs postseason win.
Hey.
The guy who spent years with the Chiefs before doing phenomenal work, telling great stories when the team wasn't quite what they are on the field right now. And pretty awesome for Rob and that whole crew. Have a hell of a night. So awesome. Shout out to those guys.
Anytime you run out of fireworks, it's a good night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always a good thing. That's not a diss. Like, it's just like they lit the scoreboard up.
The visual of them sending like Casey Wolf on top of like one of the AeroVision screens with like a little popper or like zoomed in.
I just want him running around with like running around the field with a sparkler. Just, you know, Just doing laps.
All right, let's talk a little bit. And I think Marlia is going to join us here in a little bit. Tucker's got updates from Coach Reed and Patrick Mahomes' press conferences. As soon as those start, we start seeing all of those things happening. We will let everyone know. And before, let's talk a little about the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be talk all week about what they did to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be it was the Patriots and they were just exercising those demons, said it during the halftime show.
Yeah.
But 47-17 win in the playoffs over a Bill Belichick coach team. I don't care who's on his side, is impressive no matter any way you look at it. Josh Allen went 21 of 25 for 308 yards, 5 touchdowns at 12.3 yards per attempt. This is going to be fun. It's going to be fun to hear all the storylines going into this game. Mm-hmm. These are the two of the best young quarterbacks in the game.
I have a take.
Okay.
The Chiefs are playing the Bills for the AFC Championship on Sunday at 5:30 Central Time in Arrowhead. This is the game that will determine who represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. I really believe that. I think these are the two best teams, and I think this is going to be one of the most fun games that we've ever seen. I think this is going to be one of the best games in Arrowhead Stadium history. This is going to be an absolute show. Both of these teams are playing at a clip or have shown capabilities of playing at a clip. That's going to make it a really special game. Both of the quarterbacks this week showed up in a big way. These guys are locked in. This is going to be a special, special night. I cannot wait for this game. I'll be honest, the Bills are the team that scare me. They're the one team that scares me in this field. The Chiefs have to beat them to get to where they want to go. I think it's going to be a really fun night. I think it's going to be a really, really fun night next weekend.
How much stock do you take? Because this is going to be talks all week. So let's just start the conversation.
Why
now.
Not? There's a bunch of people watching right now. Everybody else. I'll just say this. The game that we just watched, everybody was comparing that Chiefs team to the Bills that we saw last night. That's just the reality of it. Everybody was looking at it as a litmus test the entire thing. Everybody, that's why everybody was so frustrated early in the first game.
How much stock do you put in the Week 5 game?
None. To all Craig's points. I think half
the defense wasn't playing.
And this team is an entirely different team. This is before Greg Rousseau, they got their swagger back. This is
crazy deflected interception pass. Like, this was in the middle of all that funk.
Right. This is when the Chiefs were at their worst, and this is when the Bills were playing their best regular season football. So, you know, obviously the Bills are peaking at the right time still. Like, they look the part, don't get me wrong, and I think they've won 5 straight now. Yep. But this is not the same team that they saw. And the defense, this is before the defense had figured their things out. Yep. And I think you've seen Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdowns in 11 minutes of gameplay today, guys. Like, that's absurd. We know what kind of player he is and what he's capable of doing. I think these are the kind of games over my dead body game.
Yeah.
Think about our guy Therese. This is one of those over my dead body games. Patrick Mahomes is going to go nuclear.
You call him Patrick or LaVon for the entire game?
I'm going to use Patrick LaVon Mahomes' middle name a lot this week. I have a feeling. You have to watch a lot. Watch the shows this week. It's just going to be very organic. I promise.
And we're talking about the 38-20 loss in Week 5. Josh Allen in that game, 4 touchdowns, 360 yards of total offense. But as Craig mentioned, it was about most of the defense did not play in that game. Chris Jones did not play. Willie Gay did not play in that game. Charvarius Ward. And
there was a lot of guys. You have a better chance to name the guys that did play. There's another thought here about the Bills game that we just the Bills game that happened earlier.
Yep.
We just talked about the exercising of the demons for the Bills with the Patriots. That game in Week 5 was an exorcism for the demons of getting bopped in the AFC championship game. Yep. A few months before. That game meant something more to the Bills, and it was very apparent. That game was very much what we just saw on Saturday, where the Patriots had been the bullies for the longest time. So I don't know what the emotions are going to be like, or if they're going to be the same for the Bills, because the Bills won their AFC championship game in Week 5. We'll see if they're able to keep that consistency, keep that intensity that we just saw from Saturday. That's going to be an interesting storyline for me. If they're able to bring that same kind of intensity that they were, if the motivations, are the same. Obviously they're going to be motivated. It's just, there's something in the back of their mind that they feel like they've already got something done here at Arrowhead.
It's interesting to hear you call it the AFC championship game, because we talk about that other game for just a minute of the Titans and the Bengals. And obviously if you're a Chiefs fan, you're going to root for the Bengals in that game, even though probably the tougher matchup, but you get to play that game at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
So that's going to be more fun. Not that going down to Nashville wouldn't be fun, the AFC title game and winning that. And maybe a little bit easier. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase is a problem. I don't see Derrick Henry as the same kind of problem. We've faced Derrick Henry in the playoffs. He's had 175 yards, and they still didn't win the football game. So
I think the thing that scares you is if Joe Burrow goes into Tennessee and wins that game, that's where it gets a little bit more real and a little bit more scary that this team is capable of doing it. Because going into a place like Tennessee with Tennessee off the bye and all that stuff, that'll be interesting. But I think the Chiefs had no business beating or losing to the Bengals. They had no business losing to the Bengals. There's a lot of reasons for that. I think you will get the best version of the Chiefs if they get to play the Bengals again. And I think it will get ugly. I think it will be a, I think it'll be a coronation if they play in Arrowhead.
They had some guys banged up in their game as well. The Bengals did. They lost Larry.
Ogunjobi.
Mm-hmm.
I got you, buddy.
And Trey Hendrickson had the head injury. I think he came back in or didn't. He'll be back in the next week's game. So again, thank you all for tuning in. This is the KCSN Live post-game show. I'm BJ Kissel. That is Kent Swanson, and we are at the Kingdom Bar and Grill in Overland Park, Kansas. Should be opening in the next couple of weeks, but we did announce earlier that if you go into the KCSN Discord channel, we will have some information this week about how you could sign up to be one of the people to come and hang out with us in a private party next Sunday here for that game. It was already announced that game will kick off at 5:30 Central Time against the Buffalo Bills. Going to break it down for just the next few minutes. But again, thank you everybody for tuning into this show. And again, if you're listening, please follow, subscribe, and turn on those notifications if you're on YouTube, because we have got a lot of really, really cool content coming to you this week as we prepare for that game. Kent, as we wrap up this show, what are your main takeaways from today as it relates to how that could continuing against the Buffalo Bills?
I mean, they flashed their ceiling. They showed what they're capable of doing, and what we believe this team to be. We know and we believe here in Kansas City that we have the best player in the world. He put on a 11-minute of gameplay performance that we've never seen, literally. Five touchdown passes in 11 minutes. It's remarkable. They flexed their muscles enough. You would have liked to see a more clean performance, but as long as their most clean performance is next week, I mean, that next week's crucial. So Go take care of business next week. Put the pedal to the metal for the entirety of that 60 minutes, and good things are going to happen for this football team. I just hope it's more consistent and a faster start next week. So
you got to love the way that they responded after a slow start. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like Jerick McKinnon. Like that's the continuation of, man, just ride the hot hand. There's a lot of people on social media saying, is this the Damian Williams of this playoff run, and the guy that just creates that spark for you? And Damian was more intricate to the Chiefs offense, I thought, during the regular season, obviously, than what we saw from Jerick McKinnon. He was injured, but for anybody that had followed Jerick McKinnon's career and what he could do when healthy, this is exactly what was expected of him when he was signed, as like, what can you do with a guy? What can you do with that kind of talent, that kind of athlete? And I think we're seeing that now at the absolute perfect time, when there's probably a lot of plays in this offense, these screens and these different iterations of stuff that they do that are in there for Jerick McKinnon that have not been shown yet. And if he's providing this kind of spark to the offense, man, I'm excited to see what Andy Reid can come up with. And Tucker seems like he's got another update for us.
Yeah, Todd Palmer tweeted out that Chris Jones' helmet hit him in the eye, but there's no other significant injuries to the Chiefs at the time. He also said, Coach Reid on Jerick McKinnon, he gives you all types of confidence just by the way he handles himself. Mm. So good to hear that from Coach.
I think the thing about Jerick McKinnon is he does a lot of the things that they like to try to do with Clyde. So you see some of the motions and some of the stuff in the passing game that they've had planned for Clyde. Jerick is able to run. Jerick's more explosive than Clyde. Jerick has more speed to the edge. And I think you've seen that a couple times, you know, this week and just recently. I think, you know, Clyde's, you know, good player. Jerick's a different kind of player with some burst, some explosiveness, a little bit more explosiveness through his game. And the Chiefs have seen it last couple weeks. And that's massive. It's always been about health for Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this, and you might have talked about this in the halftime show, but like, it's always been about health for Jerick. It's been about health for him this year too. Yeah. I mean, he was out for a while too. So if you get a rested, explosive Jerick McKinnon to kind of complement the rest of these weapons, you know, even the weapons in the backfield, that's a big add at the biggest time of the year.
Yeah, and outside of the fumbled kind of handoff thing, that was just a weird play call.
Yeah, but play.
And Mecole Hardman was great in this game, and I actually saw.
I don't think it was on Mecole. That was on Mecole.
I'm just saying that's a play that people will remember Mecole for in this game, and some of the punt returns early. But even that, I don't know if it's just. You get that, like the sauce, but I don't know what to explain, but he's just feeling himself. I told you, he was like, man, he is feeling himself right now. The way that he's going around moves, trying to set guys up and run around. He's not running scared. Like he's trying not to fumble it every time. He's got that confidence back, which hopefully doesn't lead to a fumble if he's not carrying it, but it's going to lead to him making the explosive plays and doing the types of things that kind of athlete is there to do.
Right. And again, timing is everything. And this has been really important for the Chiefs to, you know, get some guys, making some explosive plays, kind of figuring out their roles, their usage at the right time. And hopefully this all translates to some really good stuff for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and you brought up Jerick McKinnon. He finished this game with 18 total touches for 142 yards and a touchdown. Those 18 touches for 142 yards, that's 7.8 yards per touch for a guy that in the first matchup going back to that week two had like one touch for 2 yards.
And I believe I'm looking through, I'm going to double check and confirm. I think that's the second most yards rushing and receiving in his career. I think there's only one game that he had more in a game. So this is literally one of Jerick McKinnon's best games of his career.
And it came at an absolute perfect time. And we saw Patrick Mahomes make plays with his legs when he absolutely had to. And one other guy that we know makes plays when he has to, our producer, Tucker Franklin. So let's go right back to him.
Hey, how about that? So Reed at the podium is still talking about just a bunch of stuff, you know, what he does after games. But he said on the Chiefs' slow start, I thought the defense just played awesome football tonight, especially starting the game the way we did. The offense, we kind of figured it out and got it going. So positive.
It was fake close. That game was fake close. And the defense was absolutely incredible. And I know that they, you know, Big Ben got his last little hurrah at the end, and the second half was a lot better for him. But honestly, I mean, that game was over. Everyone knew it was over, and the defense really did shut down. Offense cannot start that slow anymore. Yeah.
That's the thing about Buffalo. We talk about if the Chiefs come out and play well, the Chiefs have to play well from here on out. If they don't play well, these teams are too good now.
Right.
The teams are going to play, have quarterbacks can go up
after this week because it didn't matter this week.
Yeah, they weren't going to score enough to matter. The game, points at the end, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, if this game was closer, Ben Roethlisberger, they're not letting him go down there.
No, and score those touchdowns. It's like, so it's like, that.
Has
it's
nothing
like,
to do with it.
And I will also say, like, I don't think the Chiefs treated this like a game that they had to show much. I think some of that early slowness and some of that kind of
defensively, because offensively,
I think both sides,
in the red zone.
I mean, I think
they threw a touchdown pass to Nick Allegretti.
I know. that's what I'm saying. Just like early in the game, it just felt like they were just showing, they were just kind of, you know, like they're going to have their A-plus game script against Buffalo is all I'm saying.
Let's go right back to Tucker.
Speaking of Nick Allegretti, Joshua Briscoe tweeted this out in front of the program. Patrick Mahomes said Nick Allegretti was the fifth option on that touchdown.
Yes.
The fifth option.
I feel like
he's just low-key putting down Nick Allegretti.
Yeah, well, he tossed T.J. Watt into the dirt and then turned around and caught that ball.
That's like an all-timer type play for an offensive line. Like, there's every offensive line aficionado or offensive line. Like Jeff Allen, all these guys are tweeting about it. What?
I can confirm that that is an all-time dream. Yes.
We got to ask Jeff if he was ever part of the progression. If they ever just made him an eligible, you know, blocker, and we should see if he was ever part of the progression. That'd be fun to know.
I don't know how upset Chris Jones is that he's been clamoring for an opportunity to play offense for so long, and Nick Allegretti gets a touchdown.
Okay, this is a good one. Reed noted on Kelsey's meager past in the passing department. This is from Adam Teicher. Said his touchdown pass tonight. His past record is terrible. He sure did a nice job with that.
So we talked about earlier in the
show. So they absolutely had a conversation about it.
Like, dude, you're bad at this. There's a reason you moved to tight ends.
Travis Kelce would be like, thank you for fixing my career passing stats that are just tearing me up.
Yeah, that was the funny thing is like he had a double pump. Like he was trying to bluff run. And then he's going to try to throw the ball, and like he couldn't. And so he had to kind of slide and then throw it again. Like it wasn't the cleanest operation is all I'm saying.
But the ball came out pretty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was just like the process to get there wasn't exactly pretty. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the arm talent took over after that point.
So it was, arm talent from our tight end.
Yeah.
Compared to their Hall of Fame quarterback.
Look, I mean, our backup guards are catching touchdowns here. I mean, there's a lot there.
Okay, let's bring, do we have, okay, let's get your final thought before we go into wrap up this show. And obviously everybody who's watching, tune into the KC Lab, 6:30 Central Time on all of these same channels where Kent and Maddie Lane and Craig Stout, who joined the show earlier, will break everything down as they get a chance to go back and watch this game. But Kent, I want to get your final thought, but I know now we do have Marlia Campbell to join the show. I know she was listening to Coach Reed's presser as Tucker was going through all of the tweets. So let's bring Marlia in and see what stood out to Marlia on the post-game press conference. There she is. From Topeka, doing her anchoring duties. What's going on, Marlia?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Doing well. How was the game for you before we get into the press conference? What was the vibe like? Where were you watching the game? Who were you with?
I was watching it in my dark office by myself, thank goodness, because there was some screaming going on in the first quarter. It was great. Led up right to the show. So just got out of the studio, but have been listening to Andy Reid the last couple minutes, and obviously a lot of good things to say about that one, except for, again, blocking out the first quarter. But yeah, super happy with that one. What about you guys?
Yeah, no, we've been talking about it. It even when they weren't playing well early in the game, it never was like, I never got above like a 0.2 out of 10 in like a worry meter. Like when JJ Watt, when TJ Watt scored, it was like, yeah, that's the only way they're going to score. But they can't do that four times in this game.
It never felt like we were sitting there at the table just watching the game. There wasn't like, oh, okay, here we go. Chiefs game is about to happen. This is about to be one of those playoff games that we're accustomed to. It was just like, oh, okay. Oh, this is fun. They better figure it out pretty quick.
Yeah. And even when they did score, it was, I thought they could pull Mahomes now. Get a little bit closer. Like, that was the only thing I was getting annoyed about.
We were on visor watch for a long time.
What else stood out during the post-game presser? I know he had to have been in a good mood.
Yeah, he was in a great mood. And he led with, it was an honor to coach against Ben in his last game. Obviously, kind of saw that coming. So, secondly, he called it a first step, but the most important step. Obviously, today was kind of assumed it would go the way it did, but you don't know, especially with that shaky kind of first start. Lauded the defense, how well the defense played, specifically from the get-go. Obviously complimented Mahomes' ability to lead. And then he touched on, and I'm curious, I'm sure you guys have talked about this so far, Kelce's touchdown. Has that come up on the show? He said his pass record is terrible, so I was just hoping for a completion. So, hey, we got it, right?
That is absolutely beautiful. And like I said, I wish I could be a fly on the wall to have heard the conversation of A, if that play was put in the game plan this week, and B, when it was called or after it was called, like it, that interaction of thank you for giving me an opportunity to show people. When you always say like, oh, I was a quarterback when I got to Cincinnati, and like the only opportunity we have to see him throw the ball was a few years ago, and it wasn't pretty.
I think if you go watch the game again, if you ever watch it back, I don't think Andy smiled after the touchdown pass. Like he's just sitting there, just kind of like, all right, cool.
Because he knows he's going to ask him for more.
Probably. He's like, oh, great. I just opened up a can of worms. We have problems now.
Yeah, all right. Sure. Well,
Marlia, thank you so much we're going to wrap up this show, but thank you so much for joining us. And we will hopefully see you again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
That was Marlia Campbell. She is the sports director at WIBW in Topeka. Kent, final thoughts on this one?
I mean, it's in the rearview mirror. We've kind of always it's felt like an inevitability, and it's finally here. Here we go. Playoffs kind of start now for me. That's where my emotions are. Bills game, massive game. Cannot wait to be breaking it down on KCSN's channels this week.
Real quick, I want to get a gauge of how confident Chiefs fans are right now. So if you're out there listening, from a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most confident you could possibly be, go in the comment section and let us know how you're feeling. It'll give us a gauge on how people are feeling right now. And if you have any questions or comments, get about 30 seconds to throw those in, and Tucker will bring those on up. And if not, we will wrap this one up. And we talked about the lab being on tomorrow at 6:30.
I think we might have mentioned it. 6:30 live on the YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter. 6:30 Central Time, Arrowhead Time. We will be breaking it down. Myself, Craig Stout, Hope and Maddie Lane will be available as well for that game. We're really excited.
And then Tuesday, you get one-on-one with Mike DeVito and Jeff Allen. Wednesday, you get another episode of The Lab. Thursday, you get Outside the Trenches with myself, Nick Leckie, and Tucker. And then on Friday, you'll get another special episode of Sometimes Weekly Sports and Stuff. Not always Chiefs related. Hasn't been Chiefs related, but I'm really excited about this episode. And the guest that I'm going to have a chance to go up there and talk with. It's going to be a little bit different feel, a little more serious, but it's going to be a good
one. I'm really looking forward to that, man. You said confidence level 1 to 10?
Yeah.
You want to know where I'm at?
15.
15. That's exactly right.
You're so predictable.
Patrick LeVon Mahomes. Let's go.
All right. Looks like we got a lot of 8s, 8.5s. McEasy says something that I couldn't read that quick. There we go. Willie didn't play last time. They play the AFC West champ already, showed their hand. Kind of the point that you made earlier of maybe that was a game where some coaches showed more than they should have.
Yeah.
For a week 5 game.
Yeah, we're guessing. We have no idea, but dude, the Bills wanted to. I mean, they wanted to establish their dominance. They wanted to set the tone. They wanted to get revenge. Who knows? Who knows what they, you know, what they have left? Because they kind of seem like they unloaded the bag a little bit against New England last week too. It's gonna be interesting.
Andrew Hunter with an 11. My guy Tyler Banker with a 10. It's Nick with a 10. We've got a lot of confidence.
Good.
Love it.
You know, there's an old saying that I tweeted once 3 years ago.
Please share.
Quit being scared. You have Patrick LaVon Mahomes.
I think that's how we wrap up this show. There's no reason to worry. You have the best player
in NFL
history at 26 years old, breaking all kinds of records. And we get to witness all of it. And we get to witness it again next week, Sunday night, 5:30 against the Buffalo Bills. We appreciate everybody for joining us. BJ Kissel. That's Ken Swanson. For Tucker Franklin and everybody that hung out at the Kingdom Bar and Grill and everybody that will be hanging out next week in that Discord, figure out how to do that. We will see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.